This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
So L'Oréal Paris has been highlighting remarkable and inspiring women through its Women of Worth program. Let's find out a little bit more about it. Lucky to have with us Ali Goldstein. She's L'Oréal Paris USA president, and she's joining Tim and me in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. First of all, so great to have you here. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Carol and Tim, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about this program.
And it's been going on for several years. Yes. Remind our audience what it's all about.
So this is the 16th year that we are doing this program. So it's been quite
remarkable.
A long time. So this is, the program is called the L'Oréal Paris Women of Worth Program. It's our signature philanthropic event where we recognize extraordinary women who are doing things in their communities, giving back and helping those that are less fortunate.
And it's often women who've gone through some incredible tragedy.
Yes,
to be quite honest.
For the majority of the women, their causes, and these are causes and foundations that they create, they're nonprofit organizations, and for many of them, they come from personal stories. So tragedies or problems that they or their family have experienced,
right.
And that becomes the root of creating a program to give back to others and helping people like them to get through these sometimes terrible events.
How does the selection process go?
So the way it works is at the beginning of each year, we do a call for nominations. So we invite the public to nominate. Women can nominate themselves, or people can nominate other women. We have an application process that's available through our website. This year, we received almost 2,000 applications. So we get quite a range of applications.
Right.
And then we invite our employees and our partners that we work with to go through those applications. And then we narrow them down to a short list of, you know, a smaller set. Then we have a panel of judges, of which I'm part of it. Prior honorees are part of it. Industry leaders that we work with, that L'Oréal Paris works with. So there's about 10 of us who vet through the finalists, if you will, and we select the final 10 honorees. So each year it's 10 honorees. So because it's 16 years, we're now up to 160 women that we've recognized in the last 16 years. And they're pretty fantastic women.
Well, and full transparency, pre-pandemic, I was honored to be involved with it and was able to present for a couple of the dinners that you used to do to honor these women. But what really struck me is that these were individuals, as you said, like tragedy or something happened in their lives, and they were able to turn that tragedy into awareness and
Absolutely.
Into helping others. Give us an idea of some of the women. There's Brianna, there's Natalie, and some of their causes.
Yeah. So this year, the range of causes is quite diverse, and we actually look for a diverse range of philanthropies that they work with. So this year, some of the women we recognize, for example, a woman named Natalie Wilson, who leads an organization called Black and Missing, the Black and Missing Foundation, and it's she helps bring awareness to locate missing Black women.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have understood is that Black women who have gone missing have a much lower likelihood of being found because of how the structure of our country works. And so she brings awareness, so she uses social media to get out awareness and help find these missing individuals. So that's one organization. We have another organization called Soar Over Hate. A woman named Nancy Tran has founded that. And that organization is helping older Asian Americans protect themselves against xenophobia. And we know that's become so prevalent through
right.
COVID especially. So there's quite a range. We're dealing with issues. Some are dealing with issues of mental health among teenagers. A woman who started that organization, her son unfortunately committed suicide. So now she's helping other families who are facing that issue. We have causes ranging from cancer support, food insecurity. So it's quite a range, and we look for diversity.
And I feel like it's like so many of the issues that we've talked about certainly over the year, and certainly under the pandemic. Tim was noticing that you've been at L'Oréal a long time.
Yes. So this is my 20th anniversary with L'Oréal. I started my career following business school with L'Oréal, and I've been there the whole time, 20 years, grown up through the marketing ranks.
What was your first job there?
My first job was assistant brand manager on preference hair color.
Oh my gosh.
Which is actually, very infamous that it's that, because Preference Hair Color is the brand that started the tagline, because you're worth it. Mm-hmm. So it's really very emotional for me to have started there and now 20 years later to be leading this business.
Well, it's so interesting to look at the experience you've had, because you were also part of L'Oreal Paris Facial Skincare, Maybelline, Garnier, then you were part of the Consumer Products Division and New Ventures.
Yep.
And I'm wondering what you would say to somebody who's early in their career, perhaps just graduating from business school right now, and they see a company that they want to spend their career with. How do they work their way up?
Yeah. So I think for me, and people ask me this all the time, how are you still here? And I think clearly there's sort of the fundamentals, hard work, you know, build your relationships, be collaborative, listen. I think a lot of it is have some humility and be flexible. So the path that you think you're going to take is never the one that actually happens.
That's a great point.
And be open to ideas. You know, one of the reasons why I've stayed at L'Oreal is because every time I sort of was bored or I had plateaued, there was always a new opportunity, which is why I was able to move around and work on different businesses and take more responsibility. But it was never what I thought it was going to be. It was like, you had to have a leap of faith a little bit and trust the organization and sort of be flexible, be open to try new things and see where it goes. So each move was almost like having a new opportunity at a new company within the security of a big organization.
It almost has like an entrepreneurial nature that you're able to try something new. Sit tight. We're going to come back and talk more with Ali Goldstein, president of L'Oreal Paris USA. This is Bloomberg. I want to get back to Ali Goldstein. She's L'Oreal Paris USA president. She's here in our Interactive Broker studio. We've been talking about the Women of Worth program. As you say, it must be hard to select because you have to whittle it down to 10 because so many of these causes, whether it's education, whether it's food insecurities, I mean, they are all dealing with such important issues.
Yeah, and it is hard. And we spend hours actually, you know, vetting the women. We read all of their bios. Yeah. We look at websites. We really investigate and do our research to understand, and we try to measure the impact they're having. We look, you know, it's also what are the women doing? What are the impact that they're having? How do we ensure we have a diverse range of causes? We also look for diversity of the women themselves, mm-hmm. you know, age, ethnicity, geography, to make sure that we can recognize a range, because we have so many consumers and we have so many employees and everyone's passionate about a different thing.
Right.
And so that's also part of it is, you know, I guess you could say as a company, L'Oreal Paris had a choice. Do we stand for one cause or do we find a way to reach many people across different causes? And we chose the latter route, which we're pretty proud of.
Right, right.
You bring together extraordinary women from all over the country mm-hmm. each and every year. And I'm wondering how they're able to use this as a way to network with people who have had similar experiences, people who run similar organizations. And then they take that experience and then move on and create this network that lasts years.
Absolutely. So the way it works is, as L'Oreal Paris, we try to provide more than just a financial reward for these women. So we actually, as a company, bring our resources as a company to give them education and mentorship. And we also, we like to keep the alumni of the program as a network. So it's not one and done. It's these women, these 160 mm-hmm. women are now part of this very special group called the Women of Worth. And we try to keep in touch with them and see how they're doing throughout as the years progress, and partner women with similar types of causes, because some are more advanced in their philanthropy, some are just starting, and they can learn from each other. So each year we also do an educational summit where we bring the current year's honorees together and we provide education, mm-hmm. but we also bring back some of our alumni as well and provide support. So it's much more than dollars. It's also lots of networking, as you said, education, and of course awareness.
What's the impact of the platform that you give these individuals and all of the women over the last 15, 16 years?
Yeah.
What's been the result of, you know, their connection with you and the platform that you provide them. And I know you guys have now, you now do a program, a television program. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that.
So last year we shifted how we brought awareness to these women. Partly it was linked to COVID, but in the end we feel it was absolutely the right thing to do. And we really wanted to bring some scale and broad awareness to these fantastic women. So we partnered with NBC to create a one-hour primetime TV special where we worked with our L'Oréal Paris spokespeople to interview the women and showcase what they do in their communities. We brought film crews to their community so they could see the people that they were impacting and really showcase their work. Mm-hmm. So that was, last year was the first year we're doing it. We're super excited that we're doing it again this year. So if I could plug the show this year, is will be aired on December 16th, 8 o'clock on NBC. If you'd like to watch it, I encourage whoever's interested to tune in. It's a fantastic program, and this year actually we were able to bring all of the honorees to Paris to film the show in the heart of the city where L'Oréal Paris was founded.
Oh my God.
So what a special experience for the women. And they were able to meet our spokespeople and have a very special experience from L'Oréal Paris. So they were able to meet each other and That's network great. And have this special trip to Paris. We filmed the show and now it's all being put together. So it's pretty fantastic, but it's really about bringing awareness to the women and their causes and giving them a national stage. And in the past, for some of these women, they've really gone on to do amazing things with their causes. We've had one woman receive a Nobel Peace Prize. We've had two women receive presidential medals. We've had women go and work with their senators to create legislation through Congress. So we think we have a pretty good track record. The women have really done some outstanding things.
Well, and it's interesting, too, and you talk about, I know some of these causes, right? I mean, women have gone on to raise lots of money for their cause. And really, whether it's, you know, cancer progress with kids and so on and so forth, like, it's really remarkable. And as you say, like, there's a lot of things sometimes you think there's attention or time spent on something, but there's no payoff.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful to see that by raising these women up and giving them the platform connected with you guys, that they're able to then make some significant inroads.
Absolutely.
It's like remarkable.
And this for us is really important. So over the last 16 years, we've contributed over $2 million towards these women's organizations. Mm-hmm. This year, we actually decided to double the investment because we believe it's that important. So historically, we've given, it's not a huge amount, but each year, we've given each woman $10,000. This year, we've doubled it to $20,000. The national honoree will get another $25,000. And hopefully, with the spotlight of the NBC special, we'll have support from consumers as well and others.
Okay, so don't judge me, but I'd be like killed by my producers to have you in here and not ask about kind of the environment.
Okay.
How is like the world, like how do you see the world right now? Like we have lots of like volatility within the markets and so on and so forth. How does it feel right now?
So it's still very volatile, right? Every day, who knows what we're going to face. But I'm optimistic. You know, within the beauty industry, we're optimistic. It's the holiday season. People are back using makeup, buying makeup. We just went through, you know, the Thanksgiving weekend.
Was it busy?
People are shopping, which is very encouraging. And I'm optimistic that people are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Whatever that light may be, it's a new normal that we don't know yet.
Right.
But I'm optimistic that things are getting better. At least we see our consumers wanting to get back to some normal life.
Yeah.
And so it's volatile. As I said, every day can be challenging. Lots of issues, of course, that we're all facing.
Right.
But we are excited and our offices are open and we're happy to be back engaging with people live.
When is the special again on NBC?
December 16th, 8 p.m.
All right, good. These are remarkable women. Take my word for it. Take Allie's word, really, for it, because it's been year after year of them doing incredible stuff. Thank you so much. Allie Goldstein, she's president of L'Oréal Paris USA, talking about their Women of Worth program.